The FBI continues its investigation into the fake drug scandal involving the Dallas Police Department. Three police informants have admitted to lying and planting fake drugs on dozens of poor and working-class Mexicans who were later sent to jail. The mock drugs were composed of ground-up sheetrock. The district attorney's office has dismissed more than 85 cases involving the informants. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports there are new accusations regarding the district attorney's office.
Jaime Chavez sits in a small steel cubicle in the Lou Sterrett jail, a thick wall of glass between him and his lawyer. At the bottom of the glass is a long, thin slot just big enough to fit a notebook through. The forlorn-looking 22-year-old Mexican immigrant bends over at the waist and puts his lips up to the slot to talk.
No sé si en realidad no quieran ellos que me dejen salir, no sé.
I don't know why they have me here. They well know that I had nothing to do with this.
Chavez has just begun his third year in prison for selling half a kilo of methamphetamine. In April of 2000, he was living with his young wife and son in a Dallas apartment and working as a food preparer in a local restaurant. He says one day a neighbor asked if he wanted to go eat at McDonald's. He was riding in the back seat when Dallas narcotics police and their informant surrounded the car. A small black bag full of speed was found, and everybody in the car was arrested. At Jaime Chavez's trial, a police informant testified that Chavez opened the black bag and showed him the drugs. But Chavez said that never happened, that it couldn't have happened because he had no idea there were drugs in the car.
Yeah, I was just in the car because he invited me to go eat.
Nevertheless, the jury believed the police informant, and although Chavez had never been arrested before, he got 15 years. But the informant on whose testimony the entire trial turned was Enrique Alonso, one of the men who are now at the center of Dallas's fake drug scandal. Defense attorneys say that Alonso and two other informants conspired to plant real and fake drugs to collect payments from the police department that ran into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The informants have pleaded guilty to fabricating drug cases and are cooperating with the FBI's investigation. The cases against the two other men in the car with Chavez were eventually dismissed, but Jaime Chavez still sits in jail because he'd already been convicted. Dallas District Attorney Bill Hill says that in spite of the problems with the informant's credibility, Jaime Chavez is still guilty.
The evidence certainly indicates that, but I don't think people understand what we have done to try and bend over backwards to give everyone that was involved with this informant the benefit of the doubt. And that's what we're doing, even to the extent of trying to seek relief for people that, in our opinion, are guilty just because this informant happened to be involved.
Over the past year, Bill Hill has been forced to dismiss 85 cases that involve questionable informants and narcotics officers that are now under federal investigation. But there are many more cases that involve the same cops and informants, and Hill's sticking by those convictions. It is a delicate legal position. Hill explains that he believes that the now discredited Enrique Alonso used to be honest, but at some point began planting fake dope to collect big payouts from the police department.
Now, when this informant first got involved with the police department, he was making good cases with real drugs. Something happened sometime in April or May of 2001 when all of a sudden fake drugs started showing up.
The problem is, how do you tell when a confessed liar began to lie? When asked if Enrique Alonso was telling the truth in Jaime Chavez's case, the district attorney acknowledges publicly for the first time that the informant had recounted his testimony about Chavez.
Now this confidential informant is saying that he lied on his testimony in that case by saying that whatever actions Chavez took, he wasn't being truthful about what he testified to.
In interviews with the Justice Department, Alonso admitted lying on the stand when he said Chavez showed him the bag of methamphetamine. In a statement dated October 4th of this year, Alonso wrote, "I identified Jaime Chavez as the person who showed me the drugs because I was told that it was necessary to obtain a conviction, and I was in the process of working off my own narcotics case to avoid a 15-year prison sentence." The ramifications of this development for the district attorney's office are not inconsequential. Alonso is now admitting that he lied in cases where real drugs were involved too, and the DA says there are hundreds more of those types of cases. Bill Hill insists these cases are still good convictions, but local defense attorneys say Hill's legal position is preposterous. Tony Wright represents four people who were put in prison after Dallas police informants planted large amounts of fake drugs in their cars.
There are probably other people in jail as a result of these informants and these officers making fraudulent cases, either with fake dope or with real dope that's planted. The problem is, the DA's office says, well, that's up to the people that are in prison to figure it out and comply.
But Wright says that the DA's office should lead the way in ferreting out the truth. The defense lawyers want Bill Hill to polygraph both the discredited informants and the police officers who work with them about each case they were involved in. Tony Wright says that instead of conducting a real investigation, Hill has focused his energy on fighting the defense attorneys who are trying to get their falsely accused clients out of jail.
Can you imagine? You don't understand the system. You're in jail. You know nothing happened. You didn't do anything wrong. And everybody's treating you like you're some big-time dope dealer and you ought to have millions of dollars.
And Wright says that Hill's strategy will end up costing the city millions in legal damages. He predicts that juries are going to be sympathetic when the working-class Mexican immigrants who spent weeks, months, and years in prison described how they were framed, and then he explains that the DA's office tried to keep them in jail. But the Dallas District Attorney says the defense lawyer's complaints are simply legal posturing, that his office has done a fine job helping those who've been wrongly imprisoned. As if to demonstrate, Bill Hill suddenly makes Jaime Chavez an offer.
Perhaps he could take a polygraph test and tell us whether or not he actually knew what was in that bag. And certainly if he did that, I would be more inclined to go through the legal remedies of trying to get him a pardon.
But it won't come to that. Because last night, after reviewing the facts of the case, State Judge Henry Wade ordered that Chavez be released pending his appeal for a new trial. As for the hundreds of other cases involving Alonzo and the other questionable informants, Bill Hill says his office has reviewed those cases and that he stands by those convictions. Defense lawyers say they will soon file a major lawsuit on behalf of those wrongly imprisoned and that Dallas District Attorney Bill Hill will be named as one of the defendants. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.